This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us this morning here on the show is a member of the Colorado Sports Hall of Fame. He was an elite wide receiver for the Colorado Buffaloes back in the late 80s and early 90s. He was drafted 13th overall by the Atlanta Falcons in 1991 and enjoyed a long career in the NFL. Now he's doing analysis for VSiN, the All Sports Betting Network, as one of their top NFL analysts. Joining us this morning on the show is Mike Pritchard. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll start with tonight's game, Bills and Jets. Bills are a road favorite. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think we're curious about the Jets, right? We're curious about what Aaron Rodgers and impact's going to be. We thought we got some insight from Hard Knocks, which can be revealing at time. I think it was helpful for the Detroit Lions and their quest to make the playoffs. They made a great run not too long ago. But I'll say this about Aaron Rodgers and the impact. When you think about Hall of Fame quarterbacks in waiting, like the Tom Brady's of the world, right? Even the Kurt Warners, if you want to go back then. These guys that were Hall of Famers while they were playing, they just made an immediate impact. Whether it turns into be a Super Bowl appearance or not, does it turn into a playoff run? It often does. So the expectations are high, and when you go out and get a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you're trying to meet those expectations. So I'm all in for the Jets. I really am. I think it's going to be a fun ride. They might not win this game. I think Buffalo has continuity on their side. Josh Allen's incredible. They've reloaded offensively with the draft as well. And, you know, we'll see what they are going to be just defensively this year. But the pedigree is there certainly for Buffalo to get off to a fast start. But I think when it's all said and done, the Jets will make that playoff run. But I think went for a good game. If I was betting it, I'd probably take the points with the Jets. At this point, hopefully I would have them involved in a teaser. But I don't. I'm going to sit back and have my popcorn ready and watch this one.
All right. Well, in that division, AFC East, we saw the Dolphins' offense explode yesterday. Tua, 466 yards. Tyreek had more than 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. What has Mike McDaniel and Tyreek Hill brought to the table to push Tua to the next level as a quarterback?
Speed. I mean, Tua's anticipation was off the charts last year, and that's what made him an effective quarterback before, obviously, the injuries with the concussions and everything like that. His anticipation of break points is unlike I've ever seen before, to be honest with you. There's a lot of quarterbacks I think we've evaluated, we've seen, and a lot of them have that strong arm. They can zip it in there. We're fascinated by that. But what fascinates me about Tua, DA, is his anticipation of the break point. With all that speed of it, it doesn't matter which receiver. It's Waddle. Is it Tyreek Hill? I mean, is it tight end? Is it the running back? He's uncanny with it. So that's what makes him very effective. You can't run with Tyreek Hill. I don't know why teams try to use some type of man coverage with Tyreek Hill. They're going to learn. Certainly, you're going to learn from that and those mistakes. But as long as Tua can be on rhythm, be on time, and certainly have the ability to anticipate the break point, that offense is going to be tough to stop. And certainly want to see Tua remain healthy. You know, I think he's a perfect candidate for comeback player of the year if anybody's looking around from a betting standpoint in that market.
Sure is. Mike Pritchard joins us this morning on the show. Had a nice NFL career, also won a national championship with Colorado. He's an analyst for VSiN. The Bengals have designs on a Super Bowl, but boy, they look like garbage yesterday. Do you attribute that to how good the Browns defense was, or a rusty Joe Burrow since he didn't play in the offseason?
Yeah, hot garbage, really. I mean, I didn't expect that from a team that has Super Bowl expectations and certainly a group of core players offensively that could perhaps set records offensively once they get in gear. But no, that was certainly the effects of Joe Burrow not participating in camp. I mean, that was a trade-off for him not participating and him getting completely healthy was the fact that execution was going to be lacking. But, you know, I think the Bengals probably thought they could rely on their defense a little bit more, but I think when you look at Cleveland and what they did, they made football simple yesterday. They ran the football, they were physical, and then they allowed that defense to just get after a pass-happy offense. And that's what we're going to see a lot more of this year, I think, DA. You know, teams that have a defensive front, teams that have really good bookends defensively and know how to get after a passer, that they're going to make it tough on these pass-happy offenses. So some of these offenses are going to have to learn how to implement a physical nature and then put their hand in the dirt and just get after it and run the football. If they can't, if they're one-dimensional, there's some matchup advantages along the way that I think we can certainly expose and have an advantage with.
I'm so glad we have you on the show today as Colorado's jumped to 2-0. They've got game day coming into Boulder on Saturday in the Rocky Mountain Showdown against Colorado State. And it's amazing what Deion has done in such a short amount of time. I know you were optimistic like a lot of Buffs alumni were. You won a national championship with the Buffs. You remember the good old days. But did you think it would be this effective? Forget wins and losses and game day. Did you think he could be really effective so quickly upon taking the job?
I thought he would be effective. I thought he would be impactful. But I thought it would take a little bit more time, to be honest with you. I mean, this was unrealistic expectations to think that, okay, the impact of Coach Prime and CU and what it has done to the sports world. Nobody could have guessed this at all. This is a phenomenon. Nothing short of phenomenon, what's going on. But if there was one person ready for the challenge, if there's one person to accept it, if there was one person to accomplish it, it was Deion, Coach Fron Sanders, because he's so detailed. He's always been that way. Certainly when I was a player in Atlanta, just watching him and observing how detailed and how organized and how structured and how hard he worked, he's always been successful. So, yeah, it's been accelerated. I think the timeline has been accelerated, but it's been a fun ride so far, right? It's been an incredible journey so far, and everybody's captured with it. Everybody wants to find out what's going to happen next with CU football, and there's a lot of interested eyes, including some of the top recruits in the country. So I think our program is on solid ground again. We haven't had a winning season. We have two winning seasons, and I think in the last 15 to 20 years, which is incredible to think about. But no, there's so much excitement about Colorado football. It is incredible to see, and I want to see them keep it going.
Let's go back to when you're a young player in Atlanta. You're drafted in 91 by the Atlanta Falcons, and Deion has now started to make a name for himself. He was coming into his third year, and you say he's meticulous, he's organized. We see flash. We see flamboyance. We see him being very verbal and showy. But I want to hear more about that observation. What did you see behind the scenes about that organization and that structure that we don't see on the outside?
Well, I think, one, Deion is highly intelligent. You know, when you see the flash, when you see the chains, when you see all that, that is marketing. You know, that's a brand before we called it a brand, right? I mean, just think if we had social media back in the early 90s. My goodness.
What prime time Neon Dion would have been with social media in 1989. Wow.
Exactly. And so if you can handle it, I mean, there's always marketing hits. I mean, big business takes marketing hits or PR hits, if you will. But I think the brand of primetime or Neon Dion, whatever is the time, I mean, whatever, you know, it was back then, that was marketing. And that was to up the dollars and certainly up the profile to be able to up the dollars. But the person, Deion Sanders, was a genuine, hardworking, humbled family man. And football was so important to him, or sports was so important to him, because it was his way of helping his family and certainly achieving a lot along the way. I mean, he's one of the best players in the history of the game. It doesn't matter position. You could have lined him up anywhere on the field in the National Football League, and I think he would have been a Hall of Famer. That's how gifted of an athlete he was. And he takes that, and he's always taken that, and he's instilled it in his kids. And I think his faith helps him along the way. Certainly a convicted guy, and with his faith and certainly what he believes and how he believes. And I think you could admire it, because if you're willing to put it out there, and you're willing to back it up and take a chance that way, look what you can accomplish, right? We're so many people are afraid to put out or outwardly chase their goals or outwardly put out their goals and what they are, state what they are. But I think when it comes to Coach Prime, he's just evolved from a player and being that way to certainly a coach and instilling that in his kids. And it's amazing. It really is. But it all starts with a plan. It all starts about being detailed and meticulous with that plan and following it to a T. And certainly success has followed Deion Sanders wherever he's been.
They're ranked. They're going to get game day there. They've got the national eyes on them. But I knew that things had changed in Boulder when I saw the Wu-Tang Clan on the sidelines on Saturday. Now things have changed, right, Mike?
Yeah. You know what? We had T-shirts, too, back in the day, D.A., when we played OU. We were going into Norman. And Coach Mack, he gave us T-shirts that said things have changed. And he was talking about the rivalry, or he's talking about the fact that our team and our attitude has changed. And we were better than OU and certainly Nebraska at that time. But, yeah, to see Wu-Tang in Boulder, Colorado, that was something that I thought would never happen. They were comfortable. They were comfortable.
They sure were.
So Boulder was comfortable with them there as well. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, didn't think I'd see RZA on the sidelines in Boulder.
Right. Just you wait, though. There's more to come.
Yeah, I know.
It's
cool.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's really cool. Lead NFL analyst at VSiN, Mike Pritchard, played a long time with the NFL. Now he's lead analyst for VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And you can follow him on Twitter as well, at MI Pritchard. Really cool to catch up, Mike. Let's do this again, man. This is great.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay, awesome. Buddy.
Thanks a lot for the invite.
Thank you, man. Mike Pritchard joining us this morning on the show.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.